We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
3 o'clock hour of the Hawk and Crowder Show. Alex Dono in for Hawk today. We got Dan Day. We got Jimmy here. Seeing that report from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald that fully expected Teron Armstead, Miami Dolphins starting left tackle, will play in 2024, which is not surprising. I was actually listening to Omar Kelly breaking it down on the Joe Rose Show yesterday, and if Teron retired, he's leaving $14 million on the table. If the Dolphins cut him, ton of dead money. If they trade him, dead money. So it's one of the things where it makes sense for all parties that he continue for at least one more year as a Miami Dolphin. I just hope that Teron can stay off the injury list. All right. Oh, what time is it?
It's 3:05.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Inter Miami wins 3-0 tonight.
Okay. I don't even know. Is Real Salt Lake any good? I have no idea.
Not great.
Did they make the playoffs last year? I know we didn't.
No. I didn't think they did. They were pretty bad last year.
By the way, somebody a little earlier on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line took issue with me, referring to Lionel Messi as the GOAT, and they were bringing up names of like 10 players that they think are better than him.
10?
Well, might have been a few. Well, you could have the Pele debate. I get it. I mean, at least Lionel Messi has played in the era of like color televisions, because the Pele thing was a very long time ago. I am open to the idea that there could be a debate or multiple GOATs in soccer, because it's a very historic sport. It's a sport I love very much. And I'm also, there's another Argentinian player, may he rest in peace, that I was a huge fan of, Diego Maradona, who, if he could have had like the focus that Lionel Messi had, because Messi's much more of a professional, right? Mm. If you ever saw the, there was a great Maradona documentary that came out even a couple years before he died. I think it was an HBO thing. It was a great documentary, and it, you know, if you already knew about his career, you knew all the substance abuse problems and everything.
There's a lot of things.
I can only imagine if that dude had like treated his body like a temple and conducted himself as a professional. He was already one of the greatest of all time. There would be no debate. Like, if Diego Maradona had taken care of his body, that dude would be the undisputed GOAT.
Well, yeah, the arguments are always going to be between Pele, Maradona, and Messi. Well, whatever. You pick your pleasure. But
I mean, you could throw in Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't think he – I would take Messi over Cristiano, both in their primes. People will debate that one as well.
Yeah, and what you said about Maradona, maybe he's one of those guys, like even Crowder's talked about it, and I definitely talk about it. Sometimes that being loose and easy and living that fast life helps you, because Crowder said whenever he tried to be clean and not drink and not party, he played terrible. So maybe
really?
That was Maradona's, yeah, secret recipe. And I know me, when I come in here nice, clean, and dandy, I ain't the same person.
That is true. Dan, if anything, Dan is the Maradona of radio.
Thank you. That's a high compliment right there. I appreciate it.
Well, let's get some headlines from the greatest of all time, Dan Day.
I was going to make a joke, but I don't think, not in good taste.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to talk about getting party stuff going. No. Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Inter Miami, they open their season tonight, 8 o'clock against Real Salt Lake. Messi's supposed to be completely healthy. The stadium is now called Chase Stadium.
I might throw a little money on Inter Miami tonight. Let me take a look at what the old Hard Rock bet. You can keep going. I just want to. I'm gonna find the odds.
And Jimmy's got you with a 3-0 win, so pretty good. Messi's got to score tonight, most likely, right? He hadn't scored in a while. He's been he hadn't played that much.
I know he didn't score in Hong Kong.
The Panthers, they scored late. In fact, game winner from Anton Lundell in overtime against the Ottawa Senators. Final score is 3-2. They're a 6-game win streak, going for the 7-game win streak, and their franchise record 12th consecutive win on the road tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Raleigh against the Carolina Hurricanes.
I like it. I love the way the Panthers are playing. I'm happy for that team because they are, obviously, they still need to hoist that cup. That's something that they've never done, but I'm happy that they're putting together a consistent perennial playoff team. Hopefully this time they get to the Stanley Cup Finals again and finish the job.
Jimmy was excited last night when Sergei Bobrovsky went after Matthew Tkachuk's little brother.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Jimmy said, Sergei is tough as nails.
He is tough as nails. You don't want to mess with him.
I would not want to mess with any Russian, especially not Sergei Bobrovsky, because he's my dude.
What does Matthew Tkachuk do in that instance? Y'all fend for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not getting involved.
I mean, you got to side with your teammate in that spot, don't you?
Well, that's one of those things. Blood is thicker than water, but there's two types of bloods. One's your brother that's blood, and one's your teammate that's blood, basically. So it's like,
listen, you don't mess with Sergei Bobrovsky. I come after you. It's beautiful. It's very nice.
You let them handle themselves. That's what you do. You just go, go ahead. Y'all know what you're doing.
Sort it out.
Canes baseball back in action today at 5 o'clock, Mark Light Field against Central Florida.
Yeah, Canes, they had basically NJIT lucked out that the weather was bad because they would have been mercy ruled again, right? The Canes beat them 3 times. They were supposed to have a 4th game on Sunday, got canceled due to rain. What was it, like 19-2 was the score of that 3rd game?
No, so it was 19-2 and 16-0.
That's right, 19-2 and then 16-0. So they would have been mercy ruled again. Canes are still undefeated to start the year, and they're going to take it out on UCF tonight.
Here's my thoughts on that series right there. I knew NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology's best chance was that first night because it's the first game of the year. Yeah. JT Arteaga, his first game, some nerves. Also, they just got off the plane, so they're focused. And then they lost that first game. They got walked off 8-7. Those New Jersey guys and those East Coast guys, South Beach, baby, living the dream that night. They were no way ready to play on Saturday a doubleheader, and that showed.
Yeah, I didn't even know until, around November that NJIT was even a school because the Hurricanes basketball team played against them, and that was the first I'd ever heard of them, and then the baseball team played them as well. I know. Is that like a place where they usually do online degrees? Like, is that like an accredited university? I feel like those are the ones they run commercials for on like late night TV.
Once again, Donald, I was like, you, what? There's a New Jersey Institute of Technology? We're playing them in basketball? Now we're playing them in baseball? Do we have a deal with these guys? But yeah.
We must, yeah.
I wonder if it's a good school like MIT and stuff like that. Probably not, because I haven't heard of it.
Probably better at sports, because I haven't does MIT have any sports teams whatsoever?
Not that I know of, no.
I don't know of anything.
Never heard the mighty MIT, whatever they are, coming to town.
They're like the MIT Isotopes or something is what they are.
Good school, though. Canes basketball team minus Nigel Pack tonight. They're going to be taking on number 8, Duke.
Miami's going to rely a lot on outside shooting, which is going to be a little bit tougher without Pack there. But, when you got Filipowski in the middle, I think the Canes, this needs to be one of those nights, Dan, where Miami needs to hit like 8 of their first 10 shots and just get hot as early as possible and nurse a lead throughout the game. Because, I think Duke's a little overrated, but they're a lot deeper than Miami right now. So it could be a long night, depending on how this game starts.
Definitely not a Duke fan and definitely cheering for the Canes. But Duke's got a guy named Jared McCain.
Oh, he's hot. Yeah.
He's got black fingernail polish. He's like emo. He like cusses at the crowd. I kind of like his style a little bit, but still, nonetheless.
He's coming off. He scored 35 points in their last game, so he's been hot.
And he let the other team know, the crowd know about it every single play. Nonetheless, I've watched, oddly enough, a lot of Duke games because my dude, Nathan, that's his favorite team. He's from North Carolina. They keep a lot of games close. They're not a team that runs away from a lot of people. So
right.
If the Canes can get their act together, they can be down at the very end of the game and make it a crapshoot.
Well, that was one of the things that Joe Zagacki mentioned, is that Miami, they're due for, you know, a win in a close game. Like a lot of these games that come down to the final couple of minutes, they've come down short. Hopefully they can close one out tonight.
The Marlins have offered Tim Anderson a $2 million contract. The length of the contract for the former White Sox free agent is unclear, but probably 1 year.
Yeah, probably 1 year. 1 year, $2 million.
Marlins still trying to figure out that shortstop position. We've been talking about that. But, I mean, Tim Anderson, last year was kind of a bad year, and he got knocked out by Jose Ramirez. That was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, I mean, before that, he was an all-star. He was huge. He was playing great, you know. If you can get the right price for him, I'd be excited about that.
Well, and then you'll be doing Grapefruit League spring training in addition to your Arizona spring training stops. You'll be so excited.
That'd be good stuff. College football playoffs has approved a 5+7 format. They will take the 5 highest-ranked conference champions and the next highest-ranked 7 teams. The rule is in effect for this coming season.
Yeah, I would still say, when you're not in the SEC or the Big Ten, your best bet would be to win your conference, because I expect the numbers 5 through 12, which are not conference winners, to be monopolized primarily by Big Ten and SEC teams. Because I mentioned to you last hour, Dan, I went back and looked at the 5 through 12 rankings last year, and obviously only 4 got in last year, but they're expanding it to 12. And the final college football playoff ranking, the only team out of the 5 through 12 spots that's not a team that's now in the SEC or Big Ten was Florida State at number 5. Everybody else, you know, Oregon, there was Oklahoma was in there, that are now in the Big Ten or the SEC. So those Power 2 are going to be monopolizing those spots. And I know there's a lot of chatter, obviously, about Florida State trying to get out of the ACC into the Power 2. One of the things that's just – it's driven me crazy in recent weeks. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen, because eventually I think Florida State's going to find a way to like buy their way out of the ACC. They're going to come to a settlement. But the clickbait headlines are just getting out of control, because, like, Dan, every 36 hours I see some college football X account tweet something like, they're out, Florida State got out of the ACC. Like, all that's happened is there's some language in one of the legal filings where the ACC acknowledges that there could be a way for Florida State to like buy their way out of the TV deal, but we don't know what the price tag would be. If it's 300, 400 million, they're not buying their way out. If it's 150, 200 million, maybe. So they're not out yet. Maybe they'll get out eventually, but the clickbait is out of control right now.
Goodness gracious. Don't want to add to that right there, but I've had some long-term plans to see where certain teams in this area might fall if, you know, the ACC were to fall apart.
Yeah. And listen, just based on the officiating alone, I'm not a fan of the ACC.
I'd like to see a common opponent in the SEC between LSU and Miami every year, a little back and forth. That'd be nice.
You have vested interest. And listen, I would love, and like there, I don't even know if there would be any every year things,
right?
Because conferences are so big,
it would just be two huge conferences.
It'd be two. I would love for Miami to face Florida more often, because that's fun rivalry. A bunch of friends of mine are Florida alumni, and we always argue over college football. Like, who basically we've been arguing over whose team is worse right now here in recent years. But yeah, Miami does open in Gainesville this coming year, but it's not a regular thing. I'd love to see Miami versus Florida become more of a regular thing.
Yeah, are you going up August 31st?
I will be there.
Oh,
I will be there. If you come up, we'll party.
Ooh. Almost got arrested in Gainesville one time.
Really?
Very close, very close. It was when the Purple Porpoise was there. We poured out into the streets at the end of the night and started dancing in the streets and stopping cars and pulling people out of the car to dance with us. And the cops just started arresting people. And the guy next to me got arrested. And that's
I
didn't run, but I was like, I'm out of here. No, that's enough. That's enough. It was close.
if I got arrested in Gainesville, my first call would be Channing Crowder, because he, you know, he's been arrested in Gainesville multiple. Like, I would, they would say, "Sir, do you have a lawyer?" I will say, "My lawyer is Channing Crowder. Get him on the horn right now. I need advice."
He's got his own cell over there and everything. Oh, nice.
They have like a plaque on the holding cell, the Channing Crowder drunk tank.
Speaking of drunk tanks, the Heat, they're going to be in New Orleans, 8 o'clock Friday, playing the Pelicans.
What feels like an eternal All-Star break is finally going to come to an end.
8 days. 8 days.
You know, this might be, and obviously I'm not a big fan of All-Star games to begin with, but this might be the first year where I didn't watch a second of the All-Star game, because I was on a trip with my wife and my kid. Didn't watch, and usually I'm one of those guys who I'll say, yeah, I'm not going to watch any of the NHL All-Star game, and I'll end up turning it on. Like I did that with the NHL game a couple weeks ago. But no, I didn't watch a second of the NBA All-Star game.
And conversely, I watched every second of the NBA All-Star
really?
Game. Yeah.
Where were you? Did we have it on the station?
Or? Yeah. No. I loved every minute of it. I was just, I was really, really bored. There's certain times in my life when I'm 90 to nothing. And then there's a day or two in there where, I mean, I got time to watch the entire pregame All-Star game. Post-game coverage, extended post-game coverage on ESPN. A little slow day for me on Sunday, but, you know.
That was like what I did the Super Bowl Sunday. Like, I was watching, like, pregame stuff hours before. I turned on, you know, the Puppy Bowl. I turned on the Puppy Bowl for my son, but he was disappointed that, like, yeah, they call it the Puppy Bowl, but they're mostly fully grown dogs.
Oh.
You know, it's not, you know, they're not really puppies. Well, he was very disappointed by that.
Does he have a breed that he cheers for?
No, he just wants touchdowns. Like he cheers for touchdowns. He doesn't care who scores it or how. He just wants points.
Okay, puppy points. I like it.
Yep.
Real quick, what else I like? Stepping into the day spa.
Yeah.
A Virginia hospital patient recently ran out of his treatment in a medical gown with the IV attached to his arm, stole the ambulance, and took off down the street.
How far did he get?
He got about a mile down the road. Police got to him.
Man, that is with the IV. That's pretty wild.
I learned a while back that they can't hold you in a hospital.
No, they can't. Right.
Trust me, I put that into effect once. But I didn't do that. I didn't run out in my gown with an IV and steal an ambulance. Yeah. But I mean, medical costs are crazy these days. So maybe that's he saw his bill and he was like, I got to end this now.
Have you ever been hospitalized? I've only spent one night in a hospital. Like I did have a couple trips to the ER, usually false alarms, but there was only one time where I spent a night in a hospital. What
Jimmy,
you?
Have you ever been hospitalized?
Maybe for like a few days, but I was like 10, 11 years old. I had a stomach bug.
Oh, man.
That's a serious stomach bug. I've definitely been hospitalized, man. I've had surgeries and... You know,
I feel like Dan Day, you probably had an incident where you were like in a coma for 4 months and then you like, it's a miracle he woke up and he's back.
Needed some time off, man. Get busy sometimes, you know, it's a break in my day. But no, I've definitely been hospitalized multiple times, whether it be for surgeries or accidents. Remember, I got hit by a car during Mardi Gras one time on my bicycle.
Yeah.
Had to spend some time in the hospital for that. Not a long time, but I had to do that. So. Yeah. No fun. Never fun in a hospital. I don't know anyone that's been like, you know what, that stay pretty good in the hospital. I didn't mind it. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah, no, I remember like the time that I actually had to spend a night in the hospital, like they didn't have like a real, they had to like put me in like a supply room because they didn't have like a real room to put. So I had to spend the night in like the supply room. And then the more, like, after daylight hours came around, like, oh, we have a room for you now. And then an hour later, they released me. So I had my room, my actual room, for, like, an hour.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to get stuck in a hallway. Like, I'd sit in a hallway for, like, 7 hours in a bed. Like, are y'all going to do it? No, you're okay. Hold on. We'll be back. Okay. You're like, this is our medical system? Okay.
Oh, here's a hot tip from a texter. Leaving the hospital without being discharged is how you get stuck with the bill. Insurance won't pay if you leave.
Well, yeah, insurance doesn't pay mine because I don't have it. And there you go.
Either way, so Dan is better off skipping off on this.
Hell yeah. I wasn't in the clearest frame of mind, but I think even one of the nurses was like, you can stick around and this bill can get higher. Or, you know, we can't stop you. This is what I remember in my mind. Probably didn't happen, wow. But nonetheless. So I just took off. I still got the bill. They still got me. They have their ways. Wow.
Yeah, they will find you. And sometimes like they'll try to like double charge me for what do you call it? The urgent care visits. Like I swear, like I've received multiple bills of the same amount for like the same urgent care trip that I already paid for. It's like what kind of a sucker do you think I am?
Yeah, that's what you get too. Like I don't have insurance and they're like, "Oh, we've adjusted for your insurance and you owe an extra $300." I'm like, "Really? You adjusted with my insurance company, right?" Like, "Yeah." I was like, "You're lying because I don't have insurance." They'd be like, "Oh." And then all you do is look sad and they'll bring down the bill. They're like, "Oh, you owe $3,000." Like, "Oh, I don't have insurance. I don't know how much. Is there any way you can bring it down?" They're like, "Okay, we done some calculating. You can pay like $1,000. You're like, "Oh, okay. Well, is there an installment plan?" And then they're like, "All right, look, just pay us $700 and get out of here." And you're like, "Okay, cool. I'm out of here."
I feel like that's like me with the IRS, because most of I have like 50 different jobs. They're all most of them are, you know, 1099. So like a lot of people get so excited, like regular people, when tax season. I can't wait for my refund. I'm like, "Oh my God, I gotta duck this bill that's coming."
Does your tax person get mad at you? Like mine, she's like, "You know, you have all these jobs. I don't see why you have to do this. And you know what you need to do with this job and this job." And I'm like, "Just do my taxes and let me go home."
Yeah, she used to. Like I've used the same CPA for like 3 or 4 years or longer. She used to give me like the lectures. Now she's just like, "Whatever, here you go. I'll do my best for you."
And then they always give that warning.
I'll be praying for you.
Don't lie about your expenses. We're like, yeah. Come on, let's just go.
I do. Like it takes me days to compile all my expenses because, again, like, you know, all the different for my home office, all the different bills I pay, all the miles and stuff. It's a whole thing. But I won't bore you with my tax code. We will come back. We'll talk a little Miami Dolphins. We'll talk a little Miami Heat. 305-567-0560 is how you reach us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Hawk and Crowder Show. Dono in for Hawk today. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When did the Brewers move to the National League?
What city are the Brewers in?
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is going to be a super interesting and probably bittersweet offseason coming up for the Miami Dolphins, you know, with the league year opening up soon in March. Because I guess my big concern here is this team went all in, you know, to try to do what the Los Angeles Rams did, go all in to try to win a Super Bowl, except the Los Angeles Rams all in got them a championship. The Dolphins all in got them zero playoff wins, right? But you could still put some more tab on the credit card, but you're gonna have to make tough decisions when it comes to players like Christian Wilkins, when it comes to Xavien Howard. You know, people are bringing up hypothetical Jaylen Waddle trades. So you're basically, for better or for worse, stuck with Teron Armstead for at least another year. And one of the things that just gets me so frustrated, and I know I'm not bringing up anything new here, but you know, when we look back to that trade from several years ago where the Dolphins supposedly fleeced the Houston Texans to get Laremy Tunsil, well, the Texans rebuild went faster than the Dolphins rebuild. They've already got a playoff win. The Dolphins are still looking at a big goose egg. And so, you know, I definitely have questions as to how much I actually trust Chris Greer, because Dan, Chris Greer is really, really good at compiling draft picks. Like, if you're looking for someone who's going to find a way, let me trade somebody to you, and you know, we're going to get three first round picks too. He's great at compiling draft picks, but if you're not actually great at spending those draft picks, you run into a whole world of issues. And yeah, the Dolphins made some big deals with players I really like. I really like Bradley Chubb. You know, I really like Jalen Ramsey. I'm glad the Dolphins tried to go make those deals. But, you know, now you're going to have to make some tough decisions this offseason, and how much you're going to be able to pay or not pay Tua Tagovailoa is going to be another one of those. I don't want the Dolphins to end up in salary cap hell or rebuilding purgatory without not only not a single Super Bowl, but not even a single playoff win to show for it. It's very frustrating, and I feel like this summarizes my entire life. As a Dolphin fan born in 1984, this sums up my entire life. It's just not good enough, not getting to the promised land.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You got to build through the draft. It's one of those things you can bring in mercenaries for a year or two, but that's about it. You really have to start building through the draft. So when people start saying, Chris Greer, maybe you should trade that 21st overall pick, it's like, oh my goodness. It's such a short-term fix, and it's shown so far that the short-term fix doesn't do that much. So I'd like to see us kind of hit on some guys in the draft. And Chris Greer has hit on some guys in the draft. And you're going to miss on some guys in the draft, too. And then one of those draft picks got taken away because Stephen Ross wanted to boat hop. So, you know, kind of missed out on that one. But, I mean, Javon Holland, that's a good one right there. I think Tua Tagovailoa is a good pick. Some people would argue that, you know.
Well, the problem is, like, good pick, but was he number five overall good? Like, I still don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. And it's one of those, like, the Tua non versus the Tua haters debate. One of the reasons why it's been so fascinating for these past 4 years is both sides have had opportunities to dunk on each other, right? Like, but like the Tua haters, you know, when he, and obviously he stayed fully healthy this past year, which mm-hmm. was amazing. First time he's done that in five seasons, including his time at Alabama, to actually stay healthy for a full year. And then, you know, when he has those, when he had the season where he missed all the time with concussions and the previous injuries, the Tua haters were dunking on Tua non. And then Tua has, you know, some of these incredible statistical games he's had. And then Tua non is dunking on the Tua haters. But this has been going on back and forth like a tennis match for 4 years. We still don't know if the guy is a franchise quarterback, and neither do the Dolphins. Because if they knew he was a franchise quarterback, he would have already gotten his extension the way Joe Burrow did. You know, the way, you know, and listen, I don't necessarily think Justin Herbert is a franchise quarterback, but the Chargers clearly thought enough of him to give him that long-term deal, where the jury on all sides is still out on Tua.
Yeah, going into December, Tua was our guy. Let's get him signed up. Let's get him locked in. And then December hit, and that kind of changed. It was like, I think I'm in the boat with most people that say Tua is our guy, but he's not going to be, he shouldn't be the highest paid player of all time in NFL history.
No. Yeah. And like the thing is, you know, it's one of those things where he's not going to make something out of nothing the way Patrick Mahomes can. Like, we're talking about like the upper 1%, the elite of the elites, right? Like Patrick Mahomes, you know, Lamar Jackson hasn't won a Super Bowl, but that's a guy capable of making magic happen. Same thing with Josh Allen and Buffalo. There are certain quarterbacks that, you know, are going to elevate everything around them, whereas Tua needs to be elevated by others. Like, he's more of a passenger than he is a driver when it comes to elevating a team. And that's not to say he isn't very good, capable. He's one of the most accurate in the league, very quick release and all that stuff. He just can't make magic happen. And then the difficulty is, you know, if you try to follow, like, it's easy for a Dolphin fan to say, well, you know what? Don't re-sign him. Let's just go out and find the next Pat Mahomes. Well, easier said than done, right? I mean, the Dolphins have been trying to find the next Dan Marino for the past, you know, 20 plus years. And we're still wondering if they found the next franchise quarterback. So it's easier said than done. You know, a lot of times these quarterbacks, you end, and it is a deep quarterback class this year. Yeah, I don't necessarily think the Dolphins will be shopping at number 21 for somebody. It you know, at least in like the top 5-10 picks, is a deep quarterback class. There's no guarantee that any of these guys work out.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Everybody says, well, why don't we give a quarterback more like Patrick Mahomes? Well, if you haven't looked, Those guys don't grow on trees. They don't come out in the draft every single year. These are generational players. And what Patrick Mahomes is able to do with his legs, with his arm, with his escapability, it's just uncanny. He's the, I think, most efficient player ever against the blitz. So it's like, yeah. I mean, like, to sit there and say, we just need to get a guy more like him. But it does seem as though some of the guys that have been more successful and gone deeper in the playoffs seem to be a little more mobile at the quarterback position. That would be one thing you got to worry. And you say, well, make Tua more mobile. Well, then you get into the conundrum of him getting hit more often and possibly getting injured or concussed. So you're kind of between a rock and a hard place of, well, we need him to be more mobile. But then if you make him more mobile, you run the chance of him being more injury prone. So, what's the answer?
And that's just not his game either. I mean, he's never going to be that guy. And then, you know, and another thing that's been kind of frustrating, kind of following the way people talk about this as a Dolphin fan. I listen to Hawk and Crowder a lot. I listen to the Joe Rose Show and Tobin and Leroy a lot. I listen to this radio station a ton, and I hear what fans and hosts are saying. It's so Dolphins that last offseason, they go out and they get the undisputed, everyone can agree, a generational defensive coordinator. Vic Fangio was, that was the hot commodity. The Dolphins go out, they get this guy. They pay him whatever means necessary to get him here. And Fangio's defense was really good this year. And then somehow he becomes the scapegoat for Dolphin fans. Like somehow you get a guy who is a consensus generational defensive coordinator, and then you run the guy out of town for whatever reason. He was too impolite to his players. And now it's like, you see, Fangio, that was the problem. That was and listen, I like Anthony Weaver, and I hope that ends up working out, right? Maybe the Dolphins can upgrade and find somebody who fits McDaniel's MO a little bit better. But I think it's crazy how, like, everyone wanted Vic Fangio so badly. And then the second he walks and goes to Philadelphia, it's like, that guy was the problem. He was too rude. Too rude to his players. We got rid of him, thank God. It's
didn't
like,
listen
on,
to
man.
Mike McDaniel, old school in a new school system, but his defense was really good, especially once they kind of caught on to his system. And even with the injuries, they were still pretty good. So I don't know if he's the scapegoat, but you know, you're always going to blame someone after they walk out the door. So I don't know. I don't think the defense was the problem at the end of the season. It was more of the offense.
No, it wasn't. It was 1,000% the offense. Now, that's another thing. I think a lot of Dolphin fans agree, because I know that there's a lot of questions being asked about Mike McDaniel as a play caller. I feel like the status of the offensive line and the health of the offensive line late in the year was a factor in that as well. But I want to talk about this when we come back, because Barry Jackson wrote about this in the Herald. Various ESPN personalities are weighing in on what Tua's next contract could look like. We'll talk about that more here on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yo, NBA, man. Y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm excited. We got Crowder with us now.
Hey!
I heard the horror story of him actually getting his hotel room and to tell everybody, where are you today, Crowder?
Kansas City. It says city at the end. It should just say Kansas, Missouri, because this is not a city. These people are ridiculous. This is the country, man. These people are – there's nobody in the park. There's three cars in the parking lot of a hotel, and no rooms are ready. Who's cleaning? Who's cleaning these rooms? Come on, man. Give me a room.
Now, what are you in? Are you in Kansas City? Are you doing comedy, or are you taping interviews out there? What are you talking to Pat Mahomes or Taylor Swift? Like, what are you doing out there?
It's not Taylor Swift or Patrick Mahomes, but it
Trent McDuffie,
maybe the guy that caught the game winning touchdown. I don't try to give away too much. Yeah. We got to, you know, Mecole Hardman has a hell of a story going to the Jets, coming back. So we're interviewing him tonight.
Oh, that's really cool, man. I hope there's something redeeming about Kansas City. Have you tried the barbecue yet? I've never been there, so I can't tell you know, what kind of a place that is.
I had the barbecue. I've had everything in Kansas City. I was here for the draft last year.
Oh.
Yeah, Kansas City is no Miami. I'll tell you that much. There's cities I can say can compete with my Austin, Houston, LA, New York, Dallas. There's some cities that compete with Miami, but Kansas City is not one of them, Dono. I'll be honest with you.
I will not be going there. Neither will Dan Day. Neither will Jimmy be going out to Kansas City.
Yeah, don't waste your time. Waste your trip.
Yeah, we were talking, Crowder, about some what the media talking heads are saying about the Dolphins and their roster decisions. What do you think is going to happen with Tua? I'm expecting Tua to sign an extension. I think the question will be, do the Dolphins get a hometown discount? Do they not give him a hometown discount? People are talking about in the neighborhood of $40 million a season. What do you think ends up happening with Tua? Because obviously I have my long-term concerns, about whether Tua can ever, take the Dolphins to the heights that some of the NFL greats do. But I do agree you probably have to lock him up.
Yeah, and that's my thing. And that's what people keep – I was actually in Publix last night, and a guy asked me about Justin Fields. Because you see Justin Fields unfollowed the Bears and unfollowed the NFL and all that crap. So people – I was in Publix, and a guy was asking me. He was like, what about Fields? And I was like, is Fields better than Tua? He's more physically capable of running. He's a bigger human being than Tua. But I was like, is he a better quarterback than Tua? And that's my thing. I think – and be honest, I think – Dolphin fans, Dono, are jaded by the last, 20-something years without Dan Marino. So right. We're trying to find the next Dan Marino, and it's like Tua is I could argue top 10, but top 15 for sure. Yeah. He's in the top half of the league. So we have a top half of the league quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. We really do. I can argue top 10 if you really want me to, but where do we go from here? Do you want to – is it a Drake May? Is it a Michael Penix? Like, what do you do when you have a top 12, top 15 quarterback, and now you have to figure it out? It is – so I'm not running from the question.
Yeah.
But the whole Justin Fields thing, I said no. To the guy that asked me, he was like, why don't we get Justin Fields? Why don't we send Tua out to get another draft pick? I said no. I said, you have a top 12, top 15 guy. You keep him and you build around him. Because Tua is a very talented quarterback. But then to your point, is he Joe Burrow? Is he Patrick Mahomes? Is he Josh Allen? Is he those guys, Lamar Jackson? Do you pay him like those guys? And that's where I'm like, those guys are top five. So what do we do from that standpoint? And I don't think Justin – I don't feel right now, as I say today, that Justin Fields is going to be a top five quarterback in this league.
I don't think so either. And then also, like, to the other part of that scenario, when somebody's asking you, should the Dolphins trade Tua? If you traded Tua, I'm not even sure you get a first-round pick. Obviously, he would have to agree to a new deal with whatever team acquired him. I don't even know if you get a first-round pick for him right now. Maybe a low first-round pick, depending on which team wanted to do the deal.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. I think we ride with Tua. I think him and Mike McDaniel figured it out. They were a top offense. He was a top – he led the league in passing. Like, he's capable of running a good offense, but we saw what happened in the big games. So, and that's the thing. You move the bar, Dono. Like, okay, we need to win games. We need to have a good offense. We need to score points. Okay, well, Tua and McDaniel can do that. They can score points. But can they score points against the people I just brought up? And funny that the AFC is hell right now because first we're dealing with Patrick Mahomes. You got to deal with him for the next 10 years.
Lamar, Josh Allen,
and Lamar. Burrow. And Burrow's going to come back.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Rodgers going to be back.
It's like a crazy Dan.
Yeah.
50 years old.
We'll see what the 74-year-old Rodgers can do off of Achilles. But like that's the thing that gets me with the Tua conversation. Let's replace him. We've tried to replace quarterbacks in the past, and it didn't work out. So he's the best we've had. Since Marino, like Chad Pennington year, if you look at the numbers, like Chad was a great leader. I played with Chad Pennington. Great leader, great dude. I still talk to him to this day. Was he a great quarterback? Chad Pennington could throw the ball over 30 yards. So he was a game manager, label is negative right now. Pennington was a game manager. Tua is the best quarterback we've had since Dan Marino. You want to get rid of him to try to upgrade with somebody else, either a rookie or a Justin Fields, I would keep Tua, Donald, to be honest. If it was my decision, if I'm Chris Greer, I keep Tua, I lock Tua up, and I try to build around him.
We got two more hours of Hawk and Crowder. I tell you, man, it's an every time I co-host with Crowder, he's a bigger star than the last time I was on with him. He's got a big comedy career now, So I'm excited. We'll have Dan Day headlines and much more when we come back. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Where do you stand on slice of pizza, meal versus snack?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.